It's a typical night, and I'm getting ready for bed. I place my glass of water on the bedside table, read a few pages of my book, glance at my phone one last time for any text messages or replies to any tweets, and I turn off the light. The glow of my phone calls out to me. I close my eyes. I'll ignore that. Okay, I'll just check my phone one more time. No, you know what? I'll turn down the volume. I know. I will use my white noise app. But which sound? The sound of the ocean? No, too rhythmic. How about... Actually, that's kind of annoying. Or maybe... train ride? Nah. That's no good. The next morning, I scroll through the App Store. There are hundreds of apps geared towards sleep, making all kinds of promises. Some claim they can measure how much REM you're getting. Others track how many hours you get on a weekly basis. Some let you create a customized mix of soothing sounds, which leaves me with a whole lot of options to help me fall asleep. But wait. Wasn't it my phone keeping me up in the first place?
This light is delaying the onset of that evening melatonin.
Mariana Figuero is the Light and Health Program Director at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. She says staring at screens late at night is telling our brains it's daytime, no matter what the clock really says. We're just wired that way.
If you delay the onset of that evening melatonin, you delay the darkness signal to the body, and you delay your bedtime.
And that blue glow emanating from our computer screens and smartphones, well, it's the exact same wavelength as blue sky, which has the same effect on us as being in broad daylight. We're essentially jet-lagging ourselves when we check our texts or weather app late at night. But we just may have a solution for that problem, says Figuero.
So it is a personal sensor that we are now communicating with an algorithm in a computer, which can be done in a phone or a watch.
She's developing that sensor to detect when we've exposed ourselves to too much light. And she says it would be really useful as, you guessed it, an app.
Something that would give you a signal and saying, you know, you should turn down the light in your computer because now you're getting too much light at the wrong time.
Light problem solved. But what if there is something else killing my sleep and I don't even know it?
Technology truly is enabling a shift from old experiences and enabling people to do and understand more and more things about themselves.
Sean Schramm is head of product and business development of SDI Technologies, the company that makes iHome products and the iHome sleep app.
We're enabling our users, men and women out there, to learn more about how you sleep and what happens during the night.
Great. Now I just need to add track sleep to my to-do list after I've picked up the baby, the dry cleaning, gone to the supermarket, and made dinner. Then I'll know if I'm kicking and tossing during the night.
I think the one potential benefit to sleep tracking is that it does draw your attention to things that you might have not realized otherwise.
Maggie Delano is an electrical engineer at MIT who creates wearable technology to help people monitor their health.
I think sleep tracking can really help people, but it's a bit more challenging than just saying, okay, I'm going to put this app at my bedside and I'm going to track my sleep.
Delano says these apps are only useful if you also keep a journal of your daily habits, like what time you had coffee or when you went for that run.
I think one of the big criticisms a lot of people have is that a lot of them are just so mundane, but we're so busy with our lives that we don't necessarily pay attention to what's right in front of us.
So all I need to do is take detailed notes about every move I make, every day. But as I stood at the checkout line waiting to buy my new journal, I paused. Maybe all of this is making my life more complicated.
I think sometimes technology is there for you to pick up, and then sometimes technology is there for you to put down. And it's a matter of finding that right balance for yourself and knowing what your limits are.
So tonight, maybe I'll try it the old-fashioned way. Get home, decompress, turn off the phone. And maybe, just maybe, I'll get a good night's sleep. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.